Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
One guy that we always go to, and he always comes up big for us, enjoy our conversation with him throughout the years, is, of course, the former Eagles quarterback, and that is Donovan McNabb. Number five, how are you and the family doing?
We're doing outstanding. I appreciate you asking.
No problem. We appreciate you coming on. You still coaching basketball, right?
Yes, I am. Still coaching girls basketball and coaching flag football. I'm just busy, man. Busy, but enjoying life.
What is Coach McNabb like?
Intense. I try to be informative. I guess. Strategic, but also fun.
That's the perfect combination. Donovan McNabb here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. When we start off with quarterbacks, I'm really excited for this matchup this weekend. You have the Dolphins and the Cardinals. I know you're out in Arizona. You get to have Tua go up against Kyler Murray. How about this matchup that we have on Sunday?
Well, it's going to be an interesting matchup. You got two quarterbacks under 6 foot who are very dynamic. One that is very mobile but has a strong arm. Both are very cerebral. You know, this being Tua's second game starting, and I expect to see a little bit more progress from him. The only thing is the Arizona Cardinals do a great job of blitzing on defense, so he's going to have to get the ball out quickly. And it'll be more pressure on the Miami defense this week than it was against the L.A. Rams. So I expect a great matchup going back and forth. I'd probably give the edge over to the Arizona Cardinals by the way they've been playing. You got to give a lot of credit to what Kyler Murray and Hopkins and Larry Fitzgerald and those guys have been doing on offense. And the emergence of Reddick on defense has really opened up some eyes because there were a lot of questions if they were going to trade him or was this going to be his last year here in Arizona. And ever since the Chandler Jones injury, he's really stepped up his game.
He stepped up in a big way, and I think the defense has been the surprise story this year with the Cardinals. They're not great, but they're doing a good job of keeping points off the board. Ninth in the league, ninth fewest points, and then the seventh best third down defense in the league. That's a winning formula. Let me stay in the NFC, right. Donovan McNabb. The Seahawks, you got the Packers, you got the Bucks. You know, who do you think is the best team currently in the NFC?
Well, I mean, overall defense and offense, I would have to probably say the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but who do you really fear when you play come playoff time? I would say you'll probably have to fear the Seattle Seahawks with Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson is a problem for a lot of the defensive coordinators. One, because of the ability to run the football. Two, the cerebral part of being able to get in his guys in great position to be successful. DK Metcalf is a problem for a lot of defenders. And then the unknown from the defensive standpoint of if Jamal Adams is healthy and Dunlop comes in to kind of have a half a season like we've seen from Jadeveon Clowney last year, then Seattle would be able to make some noise. But out of the two in the NFC, I would really have to, you know, look at Tampa because of the GOAT and Tom Brady. But the way their defense has been playing has been lights out. So remember, they've been kind of a up-and-down organization. Yeah, they're doing a great job in the regular season now, but what will happen playoff time? Because a lot of those players have never had experience of playing in the playoffs.
I think what makes Tampa so scary, and you talked about their defense, but number five, I don't even think we've seen the best version of this offense yet. And if it's only going to get better, man, oh, man, Brady with all these weapons. We'll see what happens with Antonio Brown. That offense could get really scary.
It could really get scary, but it's also big questions because you have to look at it. If Godwin comes back, you know, now he's your slot receiver. Mike Evans, if he gets healthy, he's your outside receiver. So now you try to force Antonio Brown into the mix with those guys. Now does the offense shift a little bit to Antonio Brown or say even get away with him? Because they've been doing a great job of spreading the ball around, getting it to their two tight ends and break and also and Gronkowski, getting Mike Evans the ball. Godwin has been a big-time receiver for Tom Brady. And then you look at Mickens and also what Sean Miller has brought to the table. So they have an array of weapons on the outside. It's going to be interesting to see how Bruce Arians and Byron Leftwich come up with dynamic schemes to get everyone the ball.
Donovan McNabb here with us. When we continue to stay in the NFC, the Saints, I know they're 5-2. They got a big matchup this Sunday against the Bucs in Tampa. The Saints have not looked great, though, on offense and defense. It looks like they're going to get Michael Thomas back. Do the Saints start to really get it together, or are they misleading at 5-2?
No, I think they start putting pieces together. You look at their offense, and really what Drew Brees does a great job of, he's more of a dink and dunk kind of guy. And I think the long ball has been one in which hasn't been really Drew Brees' game over the last 5 to 7 years. You know, so he's completing passes eight or nine yards and under. And so I think for this offense, it's going to be real methodical. I'm impressed by what I'm seeing from Kamara, being able to carry the load in the passing game as well as running the football. I expect a little bit more out of Cook if he can stay healthy. But defensively, I still worry about those guys in the secondary. I mean, I haven't seen – you know, their big-time players step up and make big plays. Linebacking corps has been solid, but I think now this is the time they start to gel because the New Orleans Saints have never been a team that's really kind of coasted through the season. They've been a team come playoff time toward the end of the season. They start to really hit it hard.
Donovan McNabb, when we look at Nick Foles and the Chicago Bears, they now have lost two in a row. Is this a playoff team in the Bears? Their defense is really good, but they got nothing on offense, it looks like.
Well, I mean, I think what you're seeing is you're seeing what the Bears are. And even when Mitch Trubisky was there, everyone looked at Mitch Trubisky, which he was part of the problem as well. But they don't have any dynamic weapons on the outside. I like Miller. I think Robinson's fine. Montgomery runs the ball hard. But losing Cohen takes the dynamic part out of their offense. So I just think their offense is stagnant. Their defense is getting old now. You still have some guys that can put pressure on quarterbacks. But when you look at the NFC North, to be honest with you, how many teams can you say probably would represent in the playoffs going forward? It would only have to be the Green Bay Packers to me. So I don't think that they're a playoff team.
Donovan McNabb, when we shift conferences and we go to the Ravens, one of the better teams on paper in the AFC, up against the other two really good teams in the AFC, the Chiefs and then the Steelers, they did not play well. Lamar struggled in those games. Lamar last week, two interceptions and also lost two fumbles. I know he had an MVP season last year, but what are you seeing out of Lamar Jackson in 2020?
All I'm seeing is that a guy that came into the season where the expectation was really high. You know, everyone is expecting him to kind of emerge into this 5,000-yard passer, and it's not going to happen right now. I think what they need to get back to is they need to get back to what got them where they were last year. That's being able to be able to run the football, play action pass, get Mark Andrews the ball. They're missing that dynamic other tight end that end up moving on to another team and becoming a starter. But they're missing that two tight end set because now that puts a lot of pressure on safeties to come down in the box. Then you'll start to get guys like Hollywood Brown one-on-one coverage on the outside. Then maybe you'll see Dez Bryant after a couple weeks of getting himself back into football shape start to creep in there and become more of a slot guy. That's something that I think they're missing. I want to see Dobbins. I want to see more of Mark Ingram running the football. Really less running for a guy at the quarterback position, but I still want to see those two-headed monsters be able to run the football and carry the load.
You think the Chiefs or the Steelers, number five, Donovan McNabb, are the best team in the AFC?
Right now, I'll probably have to say it's the Steelers. And that's mainly because of their defense. I think the Kansas City Chiefs defense is in question right now. when they're playing against a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers that do a great job with their play-action game, spreading the ball around. And once they start to emerge more with Connors running the football, then we're talking about a balanced offense. But defensively is where Pittsburgh really makes a lot of noise. Getting pressure with T.J. Watt, Dupree, Fitzpatrick in the middle, getting picks, Hayden on the corner. I like what the Pittsburgh Steelers are doing. But I tell you, one team don't count out. Don't count out the Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans will run the football once it starts getting cold. You'll see a little bit of Henry. You'll see more A.J. Brown. You'll see a lot of their weapons on the outside as well as the tight end position be able to neutralize a lot of what other teams are doing on the opposite side.
I just wonder if they could get that defense going because they have 7 sacks this year and they're the worst third down defense in the league. Offensively, I hear you. Defensively, can they get that defense cooking?
Oh, I believe so. I believe so. Where it goes to the same thing in the NFC with the Seattle Seahawks. So, I mean, and Jadeveon Clowney is now in Tennessee. So you can't kill or count them out right now because what really neutralizes a lot of powerful offenses when it gets in the cold and more of December and January is running the football. If you have a strong running game, then that means the other opposing offense will be on the sideline watching while you're eating up clock and moving the chain.
Wrapping up with Donovan McNabb, former Eagles quarterback. I got to get to the Eagles. I know they're on a bye this week. Carson Wentz has had a turnover in every game this season. Are you concerned about the play of the Eagles quarterback?
I am. I am concerned. I'm concerned because to me, when I watch, it seems he's trying to do too much. And he's trying to put, you know, really too much pressure on his shoulders because of the situation around him. And if you watch the game, I mean, a couple times holding the football entirely too long. If you're going to run and scramble, pick up yards, go. Don't sit and fade and try to wait for people to get open. No, you don't have the ultimate weapons on the outside to be able to create that much time. And to me, he's trying to force balls in the tight windows or trying to place it in places where he feels his receiver can get in the DB and obviously jumps into the lane. I would like to see him protect the football more, get back to the on-schedule plays, getting back at 3- and 5-step drop and letting the ball go, trusting his receivers. And then also from the defensive standpoint, I expected a lot more on defense. I expected this defense to be able to apply a little bit more pressure. Fletcher Cox is playing well. Brandon Graham is playing well. I need to see DB, like Slay's playing well, but he's on one side. But I need the rest of the secondary to step up.
With the lack of weapons that they have on offense and the health just being at such a poor spot at the offensive line, can Carson get to a great level of play this year, or is it just because he's pressing so much and he doesn't have the weapons that's going to prevent him from reaching his ceiling this year?
Well, that's the positive thing about playing in the NFL. You have a long season, and he's not looking over his shoulders by any means of Doug making a quarterback change. So he's going to have to fare for himself. He's going to have to deal with the situation and get it cleaned up. And I think this bye week will definitely help him if he can come back kind of refocused and recharged and ready to make a push for the playoffs. And so if he's able to protect the football a little bit more and convert on third downs and move the chains, then, yeah, we'll start to see a lot change with this offense and really with this football team. But if he continues to play the way he's been playing, it's going to be maybe a six-game winning season, and that's not acceptable in Philadelphia.
And unfortunately, 6 wins – or maybe fortunately could still win you that division this year because it is one bad division, the NFC East. So you don't think, as long as Carson is healthy, you don't see Doug going to Jalen Hurts who they used the second-round draft pick this year on?
No, because, I mean, there's a lot of key factors in that whole deal. I know he's your franchise quarterback, he's their guy. And so they're going to kind of stick with him, and they don't want to make that move. They got two years on his contract that they got to pay money. So you better get at least one more year out of it. Would it be a move that if Jalen Hurts got in there, would they lose anything? At this particular point, I don't know if they lose anything. I don't think they gain much. But with Jalen Hurts, he would be able to gain experience, and then they can kind of build around him. But Carson Wentz is their guy, and he should be their guy. But he's just going to have to refocus and recharge to get this thing turned around.
You didn't always have the greatest weapons when you played for the Eagles. I know you had 1 year and some change of T.O. How did you try not to press when you looked around you and you said, we don't necessarily have the best weapons?
Well, I mean, when you're playing, you're not looking at it that way. You're looking at the guys who work it hard. You're going through practice and training camp, and guys spend time with me this in the off season. So I didn't look at it as you know, having big weapons. I mean, you know, yeah, you don't have the big names, but that's how you make a name for yourself, you know, from going out and making plays. So what we tried to do is I tried to just continue to get better at the position and trust the guys on the outside. You know, I was still learning playing the position and throwing it with timing and ball placement and things of that nature, and we did a good job with it. So we did what we needed to do to win, and that's what it comes down to. It doesn't matter if you throw for 300 or 400 yards and you lose the game. The key factor of it all at the quarterback position is wins and losses. And so if you're winning football games, you can get easily clean things up. But when you lose games or it's tight and you're the reason why it's tight, yeah, now you got to really go back to the drawing board and get things corrected.
Last one for Donovan McNabb. Just want to get your thoughts on two more quarterbacks. Let's look at two youngsters, both in their rookie season, Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert. I've been very impressed with how both those quarterbacks have been playing. You have in the quarterback eye and the quarterback brain. What do you like about Burrow and Herbert right now?
I love Burrow's confidence. I love his posture in the pocket. I love him being able to deliver strikes. And not only that, he's showing mobility. He's showing a little bit of mobility and getting out of the pocket. Now, I would love to see him learn how to slide because he tried that in the game a couple weeks ago, and it was real awful. It was you can tell he never played Little League baseball. He never did anything where it pertained to getting down and sliding, but he's learning. I love what he's been able to do. And one thing you got to count over there in Cincinnati, he's got the weapons over there. You know, when he got, you know, Higgins and A.J. Green, Ross and those guys, Boy. And then you look and hand it off to Nixon, I mean, it's solid. So I love with Joe Burrow and his future, where he's at, and Justin Herbert the same way. Justin Herbert has great receivers on the outside. I would love to see the running game pick up a little bit more. But now this is the time for Justin to learn how to close games. They've been up in a high percentage of games this year and end up losing them in the second half of the fourth quarter.
Number five, you and the family, be safe. Keep up the great work coaching. And hey, what's the latest on all the charity work? I know you always do a bunch of things for charity.
At this particular point, my foundation is still doing some great things of trying to help these kids fund for club fees, playing in leagues, to play it, you know, when we get to the spring or the summertime when we're playing AAU basketball, but give them an opportunity so that they can fulfill a dream and be showcased just like everyone else. Also, man, I'm coaching girls flag football, coaching girls basketball, club basketball. So, man, I'm just having fun helping kids out and then training quarterbacks as well out here under Five Sports Performance in Arizona.
Well, keep up the great work. No one sportsmanlike conduct penalties on the sideline, coach. You got it?
Not at all. Keep it clean.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.